What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Joe. Preseason game number 2 is tomorrow night. How are you?
I'm good, guys. This reminds me, man, we're getting into some dicey territory with the FCC here if I share this story, but screw it. I'm going for it.
Share it.
When I was a kid, there's a funny story we have as a family. We're sitting at a table. We were at some restaurant that had like jerk chicken or something. And I thought it was like
a
technique. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a technique for like cooking. And I just say, as a kid, how do you jerk meat?
Yeah, dog. Hey, man. Damn it, Joe.
Yeah, no, good. That was good.
Hey, you,
no, we, yeah. That was our fault. That was our fault.
That was all
that
our
was
fault.
A good story. That was
all
our fault.
We're some juveniles still.
All right, so obviously the last 2 days were joint practice, and that is kind of from their perspective the best ones versus ones work they're going to get against another team. I know they'll be able to go ones-on-ones with their own guys, but with another team. And then there was a big fight yesterday too. What did you make of all the fighting that was going on out there?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we've dissected this thing blow by blow, many times now since it happened. I think actually the most important thing, when you go into these joint practices, there's this narrative that usually comes out of it that's like, which team won, you know? And obviously on Tuesday, the Falcons were dominant in that scrimmage. But I think with the Wednesday scrimmage, it was a lot more even. And coming out of it, it was a positive day for the Falcons, regardless of what actually happened on the field in terms of the reps, just because, you know, it's never you don't want to necessarily say it was like because of a fight, it kind of like galvanized the team or brought the team together. But I do think that with a young quarterback, a new quarterback that they're going into a season with, you know, I think that there was some sort of bonding and coming together that came about because of what happened. And it's not necessarily the fact that Michael Penix, you know, got himself into that situation just from the heat of battle being on the field. But it was, you know, the response of Kalen McGarry and Matthew Bergeron, for example, who were the first ones to kind of, you know, come to his defense at that moment. And then you saw kind of the whole team get behind him. And honestly, it kind of struck home for me after the practice when I got home, I saw that like Matthew Bergeron and Ray McLeod had retweeted some of the quotes that I had posted from Michael Penix that came out that I think just goes to show how much they kind of had his back and had his respect. And, I think that that's a really good thing to come out of that joint practice for as ugly as it can be and as scary as it can be sometimes for coaches, not wanting players to get hurt and such. I think, you know, considering there was no harm, no foul there, I think that it's a good day for the Falcons to have gone through that.
Damn, Joe, your Twitter on fire.
Dude, I was going to say.
Last week, ESPN was all over. This week, you got players.
I think it goes to show. Joe's got a lot of influence.
Yeah, man. Joe moved. Yeah, I see you, my boy. Hey, blue. I see you, my boy.
Yeah. Matthew Bergeron only has like 4,000 Twitter followers, so Falcons fans need to get on that. Show the man some respect.
Hey, JP, what are some of the things you want to look for this game that you didn't see in the last piece of game? Obviously, the same group of players are going to play in this game than they did last game.
Yeah, it's the same group. You know, I expect a similar group of players, but there are some players that didn't play or played a little bit that I want to see more of. Braylon Trice being one of those guys. It'll be interesting to see if he gets on the field at all. We don't know if that's going to happen. He was dressed and ready to play for the first preseason game, but it sounds like it's just one of those things where they wanted to take it easy. I think we talked about this when I was on the show last week. So it'll be interesting if they get him out there. But there are some other guys as well, like, for example, Morgan Fox, who, you know, when he was signed, I kind of figured he was going to be a pretty big part of this team's pass rush and what they wanted to do on third downs and such. And we didn't really see him enter the game until the fourth quarter. So I don't know what that necessarily means for him, but it'll be interesting to see if he gets more reps. And then I think one of the more interesting position battles that's happening on the team right now is in that secondary, especially at the cornerback position. It's unfortunate that Kobe Bryant went down this week with a hamstring injury. He's week to week, so he's not going to play this week. And that would, if he's week to week, I mean, he's basically only gotten about 1 week of practice in at this training camp. Wouldn't make it seem likely that he's going to be on the 53-man roster. So there's other spots to be won there. Natron Brooks, obviously, kind of, you know, putting his name in contention with some big plays and big run stops. And so it's just really fun to see these guys competing. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we have. That's what these preseason games are for. Because a lot of these players who are playing in the preseason game actually are not getting reps in practice. So this is their time to really go out there and show the coaching staff that, you know, there's more to come from them, and they deserve a spot on the 50, or maybe not even 53-man, but just even on the practice squad.
Hey, what did you think of Penix's answer on Darnell Mooney? I mean, at least it sounds like Mooney's going to be back week one, which is good, but what did you learn there?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting that there's at least some expectation that he that at least his teammates are hoping that he's going to be back for week one, whether he actually is or not. I mean, I think that that's to be determined. It's not like what Michael Penix said made it sound like he is definitely going to be back, but I think it gives us a timeline of like when we can expect to be back, him to be back. I think that we can reasonably say he's questionable at this point for week one. But if he's not back for week one, which is a big if, like, you know, it's Falcons obviously need as many of their players available for them in such an important week one game, as important as a week one game can be in the context of the NFC South. But, you know, I think if he's not back for week one, he should be back soon thereafter. But obviously, you know, maybe even some could say that's a huge disappointment after the initial projection was, you know, 3 weeks, which is what the team put out after he was injured. But for me personally, the second that Raheem Morris came back and kind of said, oh, yeah, it's actually going to be 3 weeks before we reevaluate at that point, that to me signaled that he was basically never going to play a part in this training camp. So if he can play in week one, for me, that's a very good thing for the Falcons.
Got about a minute, Joe. And I think me and you talked about it up there while we were standing by each other. Drake London's entitled for a big year from what we see from training camp. It seems like every other throw is going to him.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Especially with Darnell Mooney out, it feels like he is the number one guy, it seems, that Michael Penix wants to look for. And I think he is he's a different kind of receiver in this modern NFL, where we see a lot of guys who are, you know, these quick, bursty, twitchy, you might say. And he's not necessarily like that. He can't be an extremely effective and just rack up tons of yards and tons of catches. I mean, I think that he is basically tailor-made to be a guy who's a 100-plus catch guy who can take that beating from, you know, getting tackled that many times. And we talked about it, Randy. Like, he can pick up so many additional yards after the catch, even though he doesn't do it in a way that you see a guy like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase do it. You know, he can just bowl over guys. We saw in that – I always think about that Tampa Bay game that was on that Thursday night where he catches a touchdown pass, and he, you know, he catches it at about the 10-yard line.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then just bullies through some defensive backs like you might tight end do. And he is kind of built similarly to Kyle Pitts. They look kind of similar just in terms of their height and weight. So I think that Drake is in for, you know, as big a year as possible. If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be another monster year.
Great stuff, Joe. Thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the chicken story as well. It was very good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.